Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Well, Fleetwood Mac is back again. The 1970s pop act just announced a new tour. It's their first in 3 years. Now, that's not the big news. I mean, it's not unusual for a legacy act. What is unusual is the recent bumper crop of Fleetwood Mac covers by younger bands. Last summer, there was a tribute album called Just Tell Me That You Want Me, and it featured covers from bands like Best Coast and MGMT. Now, the music magazine Mojo, in their 2013 issue, is releasing its own tribute to the 1977 Fleetwood Mac album Rumors, and there are acts like Julia Holter and Yesayer involved. Ann Litt has noticed the trend. She joins us from KCRW in Los Angeles to discuss it. Ann, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me, John. It's great to be here.
Covers, you know, lots of different people covering someone's music. That in itself, not an unusual thing. But this is not a band that's been gone for a long time. I mean, they've really never gone away. So what's going on here?
They've been in the ether. I feel like from year to year, there are different bands that somehow grab our collective consciousness. And this year, it's absolutely been Fleetwood Mac. Now, being located in Southern California, they're sort of a staple for us out here, and all the players who play with them, who've played together over the years, you know, and they've gotten inside everybody's head.
Well, and, you know, this is a band that has gone through so many different sounds, from the early English blues band to the, you know, the record-shattering American pop albums, Fleetwood Mac and Rumors, and Tusk, I suppose, as well. Mm-hmm. Is there an art to covering a Fleetwood Mac song?
Well, my requirement for any cover is that it reimagines the song in a way that brings something new to it. You know, occasionally, there's the cover that's dead earnest, straight ahead, note for note. But the ones that capture my imagination are the ones that take it somewhere different and completely reimagine it.
Well, let's take the example of Anthony Hegarty from Anthony and the Johnsons. He covers Landslide, which is from the 1975 record Fleetwood Mac. Does this one work for you?
It absolutely does. And I think the thing that kills me every time I hear Anthony is just his voice.
Yeah.
When he brings his voice and interpretation, he can do it dead straight and have it be something completely otherworldly.
This is otherworldly. It's a great way of describing Anthony's voice. This is his version of Fleetwood Mac's Landslide.
Can a child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
is Anthony and a little bit of his cover of the Fleetwood Mac song Landslide. That's his contribution to the album that came out in the summer called Just Tell Me That You Want Me. And Litt of KCRW in L.A. on the line with us. So there was that record, Ann, which, as I say, came out in the summer. And now Mojo is getting into the act with a whole different set of musicians covering some of the same songs, but basically doing all of Rumors. Do we need another Fleetwood Mac covers album so soon?
Well, after hearing a few tracks off of it, I'm going to go with yes, we do. And I think the thing that I appreciate about all the covers I've heard of them so far is that just about every one of them has made me hear that original song in a new way. And I think that there's so many of us, you know, I was a little kid when all of these songs were on, you know, AM radio and, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And those were songs, you know, I heard in the car on the way to school, and they're just sort of in my DNA. And to hear a song that you've heard a million times and in a completely different way, I think, is a revelation.
Well, now, you know, this Mojo album, Rumors Revisited, features bands like Yesayer. I mean, these are kids.
They're kids who I wouldn't even think wouldn't care about Fleetwood Mac. I think that's what I find interesting. You hear an artist like Julia Holter, who has this hauntingly beautiful voice,
right.
Who's on the Mojo Rumors compilation. And, you know, she probably wasn't even born, you know, when any of these came out. And I don't know how they discovered it, but I'm glad they did. And I love hearing their spin on it.
Well, this is Yesayer and their version of the Fleetwood Mac song Secondhand News.
So great.
Brooklyn indie rockers Yesayer doing their version of Fleetwood Mac's Secondhand News, originally from the album Rumors, and now on the Mojo 2013 January issue, which is called Rumors Revisited, Mojo's compilation of covers of Fleetwood Mac songs. Ann Litt of KCRW, that seems to go to what you were saying before. It sounds like Yesayer. At the same time that it's clearly that old Fleetwood Mac song.
Absolutely. And they can bring their own electronics and their own style and their own sensibility to a song that for them might be like a Buddy Holly song. You know, the way we might think of a song like that. And that's what I find exciting about covers now. They didn't know about it. They didn't grow up with it.
And what I find myself wondering is, you know, this music was ubiquitous, as you were saying before, in the 70s when Fleetwood Mac was at its heyday. And it you know, it quickly crossed over from FM radio to AM radio, from, like, rock to soft rock and pop. Mm-hmm. And we seem to be experiencing a bit of a rehabilitation of the image of so-called soft rock.
My gosh, completely. I mean, Destroyer, the 1 a.m. radio. I mean, I could go on and on. These artists who are really embracing that sound and kind of reinventing it for now. And I love that. Well, maybe I'm just nostalgic.
It certainly is sort of unexpected because, you know, for a while, this, you know, that sound, that soft rock light sound was considered pretty unhip.
Completely.
Now, you mentioned Julia Holter. I am a fan of her voice. I'm a fan of her own songs. What do you think of her take on Gold Dust Woman?
It's hands down the best I've heard. And I think what she brings to it is an ethereal quality that certainly Stevie Nicks has in her voice, but it makes it very modern and slightly creepy.
All right.
That's my take.
Let's hear Julia Holter's version of Gold Dust Woman by Fleetwood Mac. We've been speaking with Ann Litt from KCRW in L.A., and nice speaking with you again.
Thanks so much, John.
This is Soundcheck. Did she make-